Haywire. Young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Megan, Woodna, South Australia, Bungala country.
This year, drought swept across South Australia. Out here in Woodna, it's all we talk about. But in the city, it's barely a conversation. I realised that one afternoon in Adelaide. When I mentioned the drought to a cashier, they had no idea we were even in one. No idea that back home, families were struggling, animals were dying, and the land was crying out for rain. At home, it's different. Every time Dad runs into someone down the street, it's always, "Bit dry, isn't it, mate?" And they stand there, talking about the rain that never came. Because when there's no rain, there's no hay. And when hay costs our family $500 a bale, we can't feed our sheep. Bills don't stop coming. When livestock prices crash, the stress builds up. Around our district, it is not unusual for farmers to be on medication for depression. That's what drought does. It doesn't just dry up the land, it dries up hope. And out here, there's nowhere near enough support. The nearest counsellor can be hours away, and even then, it's hard for people to ask for help. They just keep going, because that's what farmers do. People in the city don't see empty dams or dust storms rolling across paddocks, but they do see the prices at the supermarket. I remember walking through Woolies with Dad once, and he pointed at the meat section and said, "That's worth more than the sheep itself." And that's when it hit me. People in the city see prices rise, but they don't always see the struggle behind them, but they still feel the effects of it. Writing has always been my way of making sense of it all. When the words get stuck in my head, I write poems or stories. One day, I want to be a horse trainer like my dad and an equine vet. The drought will come again. It always does. But so will the rain. And maybe city people won't ever fully see what it's like. The waiting, the worry, the toll of dry years. No matter how dry it gets, a bit of understanding goes a long way. It doesn't bring the rain, but it reminds us of what it feels like when it finally comes.
abc.net.au/haywire